November 8th, Bhajan Hasyam class. This is a verse, text 18, from Sri Krishna Karnamrita. Describes Sambhog Prem, the joy of union. Because this is Ashtayam Sadhana, which talks about Prem. Krishna Prem is in two forms. And separation, one experiencing loving ecstasy and separation from Krishna. And the beloved experiences ecstatic bliss and union with Krishna. So this is a verse from Ujjwala Nilamani, text number 19. Describes about the Manasi Seva, advanced level of Prem Bhajan. Of course, it may be a while before we engage in this level of Bhajan. But those that inspire to enter the Sambhog Prem Leela of Radha and Krishna will engage in 16 types of Manasi Seva in their Siddhadeya, Mantri Sarup. As Raghunuga Sadhakas, we will think about these services and we'll follow the line of prayers that are given by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Sankalpa Kalpadruma, and also by Rupa Goswami in Stavamala and Raghunath Das Goswami in Stavavali, and Prabhudananda Saraswati in Radharas Sudaniti, where they describe various services that they're actually rendering in their Siddhadeyas as Manjaris, Kinkaris of Radharani. So we will read those and then we will pray. As Narottam Das Thakur is explaining in Prarthana, we will pray, when will it, kada, 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 this word is there everywhere, when? When will that day, when will I have an opportunity to render service like this? Like Rati Mandri is doing, Raghunath Das. Like Rupa Mandri is doing, Rupa Goswami. So as sadhakas, we're praying, we're thinking of the leelas, we're meditating on these sevas, and praying and hoping for the day when we attain bhava, and prema, then we can perform these leelas. That's at the level of ruchi. Sadhana bhakti, Raghunuga sadhana at the level of ruchi. And when one comes to the level of asakti, an upper form of ruchi, then he can begin to think that, because now we're thinking of those, we're praying to have an opportunity to serve those pastimes. At the level of bhava and prema, then we're still in this body, in this material body, and we have our mind and we have our physical body. In our physical body, we're engaged in various types of sevas, maybe puja to Giriraj, prikama, speaking on Bhagavatam or reading Bhagavatam, chanting various stutis and stotrams, chanting our daily mantra, Gopal mantra, but then we're also doing smarana, meditation. And then, because at the level of bhava, our siddhadeya has been clearly understood and perceived. And in this antas chintadeha, in this mentally conceived spiritual body, which is very clearly seen, through that vehicle of our siddhadeya, we will close our eyes, we'll meditate on Astakali Lila Smaran, then we'll engage in these 16 types of service which are described in this verse from Ujjwala Nilamani by Rupa Goswami, as a sequel to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So this is the advanced bhajan, Prem Nam Bhajan, of chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's very interesting, we were discussing yesterday, that it's almost like we have a gross body, Linga Sharira, and a subtle body, Shukshma Sharira. Subtle body is a mind, intelligence, and ego. And we're always transiting from one to the other. In the daytime, we're interacting and moving in the gross body, Linga Sharira, interacting with people, this external world, this tactile world. But then we rest, and then we transit. We leave the realm of consciousness, of conscious reality, and movements in the external body. Then we begin to move in the Shukshma Sharira. We move in the subtle body. It's called dreaming, swapna. These are three states of consciousness. There's four states of consciousness, jagrata, and then there's swapna, then susupti and turiya. So we already have the experience of simultaneously existing in two bodies. Prabhupada calls it a daydream and a night dream. Daydream body and night dream body. gross body is lying there, our eyes are closed, we're what is called sleeping, and we're thinking, I'm so-and-so, maybe a totally different identity than your waking body. You're a heroic personnel. When you're awake, you're a nobody. But when you're sleeping, oh, I'm Cinderella, or I'm a movie star, and I'm so beautiful, and this and that. You wake up and say, oh, that was only a dream. That's not really me. That's the dream me. That's the wannabe me. I wish I was me. Because whatever our wishes are and our wannabes are, they come out in our dreams. We're fighting a big case in a court, and we're pleading a case, Prime Minister of India versus the CBI. That's a big, you know, exposure. He's been exposed for extortion of 50,000 trillion billion crores of rupees. And we're trying to prove how it's wrong. So that's in your dream. Then you wake up and then you find out actually the only case you're pleading is somebody has, you know, sued somebody else for, you know, because their dog barked at them. So we travel from one body to another. So this is what Manasi Seva is all about. It's travel. It's transiting. The gross body is sitting there, and you change your consciousness from external awareness, Bahya Dasha, to Antardasha, to internal awareness. Because you now we cannot conceive in the conditioned stage, or in the neophyte stage, we cannot conceive of our alter ego, sometimes they say, our other identity, the real us. Because our conscious identity now and our unconscious identity are like heads and tails of a coin, two sides of a coin. They're very similar. We're materialistic people when we're waking and do material activities. Then when we sleep, we have the same material ego, Purushabhiman. The ego is the same, the hankara is the same, whether we're sleeping or awake. And the chitta is the same. So the operating software is, we have sex when we're waking up in our conscious, aware body. And then we dream and we also have sex. Because we have Purushabhiman, we have sex desire. We identify, I'm the enjoyer, I'm man, I'm woman. So the same activities go on, maybe in a more glorified or an embellished way when we're sleeping in the dream world. But it's just another extension, material activities when we're waking, material activities when we're sleeping. But when one is existing, when one meditates on Siddhadeya, of course, such an advanced sadhaka, externally he's living in a spiritualized body. Diksha kale aprakriti deha prapti. Says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, at the time of diksha kale, one acquires an aprakrita deha. Aprakrita deha means spiritual body. Let's say spiritual body in the making. I am Krishna Das. I'm a servant of Krishna. So I begin to identify as Krishna's servant, 1%, and my body servant, 99%. So it's just somewhat, it's a 1% spiritual body. It's a mixture of aprakrita and prakriti. And aprakrit. But the level of bhava, then the external and internal become one. It becomes like an iron rod in the fire. So then one's sitting there and he closes his eyes, and now he can see, not that I'm so-and-so Cinderella, I'm so-and-so king, big lawyer, this, that. No, I'm so-and-so Mandri, I'm so-and-so Zaka. And these are my particular attributes, my complexion, my dress, and my particular mood and feeling and bhava. And this is my service. And now I begin to meditate on the lila. And then I'm doing services within the category or the group of services that are mentioned by the acharyas of devotion and by the acharyas of Manjari Suru Bhajan. They are saying that these are the 16 types of Manasi Seva. Mental service to the divine couple. So that may be our meditative experience. And then when we wake up, we're so-and-so Das, or some Grihastha man, or whatever, lady. and we engage in our particular activities according to our varna ashram, but all connected to Krishna. But those moments and hours when we spend in meditation, then we identify with that other reality, which is eternal. It's our sitta, deha, our perfect body, sarup, it's really me. And that's the real world and the real activity and the real seva to the real master and mistress, Swami and Swamini. There, in that world of meditation, there are no mothers and fathers and no brothers and sisters and wives and children and houses and cars and jobs and all this mundane samsara impressions. It's the land of transcendence, which takes shape in the mind, purified mind. It descends there. Balaram descended in the mind of Vasudeva and Devaki, and brought the holy Dham with him, Sandini Shakti. So that happens to the advanced devotee. His mental quantum becomes spiritualized. It becomes Vrindavan. Moramana Vrindavan. Vaitacharya says, Moramana, he says, your mind is wherever you are, your mind, it's okay, you're in Shantipur, you wanted to go to Vrindavan, and we tricked you to think that this Ganga was a Yamuna, so you're following, of course, the Yamuna, thinking it's taking you to Vrindavan, but you landed in Shantipur and met Vaitacharya in a boat carrying dry cloth and kopins. And you're rather perplexed, what are you doing? I thought you were in Shantipur with your family and your school, you're an Acharya of Sanskrit and Shastra, Vaisham Shastra, Vaitacharya, how is it you came to Vrindavan? Oh, actually, this side of the Ganga, the Jamuna mixes here, and the Ganga, they mix together. So it's, anyway, Moramana, your mind is Vrindavan, wherever you are is Vrindavan. So this is the quality of the mental quantum of the advanced devotee. His mind is Vrindavan. I left my heart in Vrindavan. Should be your heart is Vrindavan. Your mind is Vrindavan. Chitta Vrindavan, Mana Vrindavan. So this is text 19 from Ujjal Nilamani. Mita prema guna kirtis tayor asakti karita abhisara dvayore eva sakya krishne samarpanam narma shvasana nepatyam rida yod ghata padavam chitra samvrittaritasya patnyeda parivanchana shiksha sangamanam kale sevanam vyanjanaribhi. Tayor dvayor upalamba sandesha preshanam tata anayaka pranasam raksha pratyanadya saki kriya. Ujjal Nilamani. So those that are aspiring for the pastimes of to engage aspirants for these pastimes in sambhog of Radha and Krishna, enjoying together in the various varieties of pleasure pastimes in Braja Vrindavan, they will engage in the following kind of, here it says 17, only 16 are listed here. Generally it says 16 mental services to the divine couple in her spiritual body. These are the services of the divine couple's sakis. In other words, these are the job opportunities there. If you're not interested in these particular jobs, then you should put your application in another stairati. And sakirati. Make your application be a coward boy or be a mother. The 16 activities of the sakis are 1. Mita prema guna kirtis, to glorify the prema and qualities of the nayaka to the nayak and vice versa. So this may be done by any. There's 5 categories of sakhi: paramapresha sakhi, priyanarma sakhi, paramapresha sakhi, priyanarma sakhi, narma sakhis, pran sakhis, nitya sakhis, like this. And one of those categories, pran sakhi or nitya sakhi, is also the manjaris. There's like they can be called 3 things. They're called nitya or pran, and they're called kinkaris or manjaris. So all 5 of these sakis can engage in all these 16 activities to glorify the prema, the love, and the qualities. In other words, when Radharani's in man, does not want to meet with Krishna, then Rupa Mantri and even Krishna tells them, it says, Lita, please go put in a good word to me, to Radharani, be my, do some litigation for me. I think it's mediation. They hire, Krishna tries to hire a good lawyer, Lita Sakhi, and she says, no, I don't take outside cases. And then he goes to Rupa Mantri because she's just starting a new practice, so she's a little more liberal. Takes on many different types of cases. And then Rupa Goswami, Rupa Mantri says, yes, let me see. And Rupa Mantri goes in and says, you know, Krishna's so nice and he's so sweet and his love is like this and his qualities are like this. He tries to soften Radharani's heart and increase her attraction and mollify her and pacify her sulky mood. And it couldn't go the other way. Number two, to create attachment between a nayaka and nayak, means the heroine and the hero. To arrange for their abhisar, which means their meeting. To offer their sakhi to Sri Krishna. To joke, that's what's called narma. Narma in Sanskrit means to joke. To console, to dress and decorate the nayaka and the nayak. So the gopis and mandris, they also dress and decorate Krishna and Radharani. Even they take part in the bathing of Krishna in Nandagram, as described in Govinda Lila Marita during Pratak Lila. Number eight, to skillfully hide the nayaka and nayak, the heroine and hero's innermost feelings. Nine, to conceal the nayaka's faults, the faults of the heroine in this case. 10, to cheat their husbands and others. So this is one of the services that the mandris and sakis do. Because for them to fully identify with the sentiments and feelings of their swamini Radha, then they have to be tadatmika with her bhav. So you can't be tadatmika with someone's bhav unless you become them. You have to have a similar situation. I say it takes one to know one. If you've never flown in a space capsule and never experienced weightlessness before, then how can you relate to it to an astronaut? It's all imagination. So to understand, to relate to Radharani's mood of parakiya bhav, how she's running away from her husband, how much fear there is and anxiety of getting caught and the shame she feels and the alleged dharma she's breaching and all these things, then you have to also be married. And generally 99.9% of the mandris are of course all married. There's maybe some exceptional ones that maybe not, but we don't hear so much about that. So now they can really identify, like two doctors can understand their language, they can understand how they feel and the stresses and strains of being a doctor. And so this is called a mental service. So even at the state, this of course is reality in Vama Vrindavan and in Nitya Vrindavan, that one has a husband. But in the Manasi, the sadhana practice of Raghunuga Sadhaka, an advanced sadhaka, he's part of his abhiman, his self-identification. He thinks that I have so-and-so husband and I'm also cheating him. So he's developing this, in one sense, in his manasik deha, in his meditation on his siddhadeha, he's developing a cheating mentality. But that can't transpose into this sadhaka group, otherwise he becomes an outcast. He can't become a kapat Vaishnava. The cheating has to stay in the mental body and, let's say, siddhadeya, meditating there. It's a particular tweak or fine-tuning of the abhiman of a mandri. It's one of the elements of meditation, to create a certain thought vibration. And you tap into that thought and that way of feeling at the time of meditation. And then after that you leave it. And then you're fully identifying with something else. It's almost like someone goes to the club and they put on some shoes or they put on a swimsuit and they swim, and then they leave that in the locker and they go home and they don't think about that swimming and they don't think about anything. And they're acting as a different person, and they put on this uniform and do this engagement. So one is meditating, not that he comes back to the sadhaka group and he's dealing with the Vaishnavas and he's planning how to cheat this one and cheat that one and scheme on this one and scheme on that one. Because that's called dishonesty. Param Satyam Chadimahi. Param Satyam Chadimahi. That Bhagavatam begins with Satyam. One has no access to Vedanta Sutra without truthfulness as the entry requirement. Param Satyam Tadimahi. This is, of course, one of the aphorisms. There's two Vedanta shlokas in the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadhyasayataham Param Satyam Tadimahi. One should meditate on the Parasatyam, the transcendental reality, transcendental truth. And who is that transcendental truth? Janmadhyasayataha. He's the source of everything that is. And then that's the Bhagavatam explains that source is personal. Parabrahman Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. That's nice. Tenth Manasi Seva, to cheat their husbands and others, like mother-in-law, father-in-law, etc. Number 11, to give favorable instructions. 12, to arrange for the hero and heroine to meet at the appropriate time. To fan and render other services, 13. 14, to point out the faults in the heroine and the hero and to instruct them. To deliver the hero and the heroine's messages to each other, like love letters. And to endeavor to protect the Nayaka's life. So these are the 16 services. Mental services to the divine couple. Here they're listed, maybe, and then we can hear again. With the mandris will become expert in all these things. These are their sum and substance of their resume, their work resume. They have. Someone might say, "Do you know typing? Yes. Do you know shorthand? Can you answer the phone? This, that." And if you don't say have all say yeses, you can't get the job. So these are 16. Services that one actually renders. Hey, take this note to Nandagram, give it to Krishna. And then all kinds of special communication has to take place. For example, once Krishna was in Gauri Tirtha. Gauri Tirtha is a favor, is like what Radhakund is to Radharani, Gauri Tirtha is to that other one. And the other one's name is Chandravali. And Krishna was there lying in the kunj there in Krita, enjoying pastimes with Chandravali. And Lalita really wanted to get his attention and get him out of there and bring him to meet the heroine, Radha. Because one of the 16 activities of the Sakhis is to bring the hero and the heroine together. So in this case, the Nayaka is Radharani. And the Sakhis and Mandris are working for Radharani's group of industries. They're working for Radharani. They're favoring her. So now Krishna's not meet the hero is not with is with some other anti-party, Vipaksha Sakhi, Chandravali, and that does not favor their heroine, rather makes her sad. She's upset. She may be crying. She may be sulking, pouting in Man. Because why is she pouting? Not because she can't be there with Krishna to enjoy Krishna. She's knowing, Radharani knows, what's he wasting his time with Chandravali for? How does she hoodwink him? How does she capture him? What trick did she use? Some sleight of hand. Because I know, and Krishna knows, that no one can please Krishna like me. My loving expressions, my intimacies, my everything is superior. That's understood. Radharani knows this. So when Radharani is crying, she's not crying because, oh, I wish Krishna was here. She's crying because Krishna's not having a very good time over there. He's having half the time of his life. If he was with me, he would have the time of his life, as an expression. He would really be enjoying. Like, for example, the mother may think, oh, my son is in college. He's going to the cafeteria or whatever you call it over here. I don't know. Hotel or whatever they call it over here. And he's eating some crummy vegetables, some potato, and they just give... No. But if he was home at the house, I could feed him chapan bhog. I could feed him all the wonderful things he likes and made just the way he likes them. So she may be unhappy. Oh, it's too bad he has to be in college and eat all that junky food. He can't eat his mother's cooking. So the mother's unhappy. And then the husband comes and says, oh, why are you crying? Oh, don't worry, there's nothing. She's meditating, oh, my son is in college eating this crappy institutional food, which is all full of carbohydrates and starch, and the cheapest possible rice and cheapest possible oil and no sugar and everything. If anyone's been to college and eating college food, you know what I'm talking about. There's quite a difference between home cooking and cafeteria food. Cafeteria food is mixed with cheapness and money. And your home food, home cooking is mixed with the highest quality of both substance and love. So this is home cooking, the highest quality of substance plus love. Or let's say the highest quality of substantial love. This is home cooking. The highest quality of substantial love. And institutional cooking is just, you know, cheap quality and money. It's all about money. So if you like the taste of that, then you eat in restaurants. So, Lalita, the gopi, everyone's unhappy. Radharani is unhappy. The Manjari Sakis, everyone's unhappy. Why is... So Lalita hatches a plan. So Lalita, she goes to the kunj and she writes a note inside on a lotus... she takes a lotus flower, she opens it up, and it's an inside petal, she writes a message. Please immediately come to Radhakund before Radharani leaves her body. So then she closes the flower in such a way that kind of seals it with some honey or whatever. And she goes to the kunj at Gauri Tirtha. And then she, they're very good, they're very, sportsman type, the gopis. So she finds a little hole in the kunja, and then she takes a flower and goes boom, and it bounces on the rolls up near. And Chandravali was so absorbed in her vilas with Krishna that she didn't notice it. And then Krishna, he noticed that flower. He said, "This is very strange. A lotus flower inside the kunj. Usually, lotus flowers in the water." So then. They sat up for some time to just chit-chat. And Krishna said, "Oh, look at this flower." And then Chandravali said, "Oh, you must have dropped that. I think you were holding that when you walked in the kunj." And Krishna said, "Yeah, I think I was holding that." And then Krishna picked up that lotus flower. He said, "Oh, it's very nice." And he took that petal out, and just kind of curled, you know, kept it in his finger. And then he threw the flowers. Yeah, it always doesn't smell good. And he threw it. But in his finger he had this, you know, like jadu, you know. He picked out one petal and he kept it. And he threw the flower. Oh, and Chandravali said, "How does this smell?" Because the lovers share everything. "Oh, let me taste, let me smell." "Oh, it doesn't, it's nothing. It's, oh, stale, ocho." And then after a few minutes, Krishna says, "Oh, you know, I just remembered that Subal said that Kamsa, some coward men have reported that, actually, what happened?" He said, I just remembered that Subal was saying there's some rumor that Kamsa is going to attack Nandagram. He's going to attack my palace, my father, with hundreds and hundreds of soldiers. So I really have to go now. I just slipped my mind, and I'm sorry, I don't have any time. I have to go back and, you know, defend the palace of my father in Dal. So please don't mind. I'll see you tonight. So then Krishna left and he came here to Radhakund. So these are this is messages, carrying messages on behalf of the heroine. And these pastimes are there also to describe these different. Many of the, when you understand that these 16 services are there, then you read the pastimes, you'll see how they're engaged in these various pastimes, like chamara. Oftentimes you see a painting of Rupa Goswami holding a chamara. Because Rupa Goswami does chamara seva. One of the sevas is fans Radharani with a chamara. Or you see a picture of Raghunath Das Goswami with a tray with some cosmetics on it, because he's expert in helping decorate Radharani after a bath. So divine couple Sakis, they praise the love of Krishna to his beloved and that of Radha to her lover. That's one. Number two, they similarly praise the qualities of Radha and Krishna to each of them. The mantris and Sakis try to increase the divine lover's attachment for each other. The mantris guide the lover and beloved to their trayas. This means their meeting at an appointed place in the forest. Five, the mantris place their friend Radha in Krishna's hands. Number six, they amuse the divine couple with their witticisms. That means narma, with their jokes and funny expressions, and Radha and Krishna laugh and have a good time. Number seven, they assure Radha and Krishna when they're anxious. Eight, they dress and decorate Radha and Krishna. The Sakis are very expert at getting Radha and Krishna to reveal their innermost secrets. Ten, they conceal the faults of the heroine. They deceive Radharani's husband and in-laws when necessary. They give advice. At the appropriate time, they encourage the divine couple to enjoy intimately together. 14, they fan the divine couple. They sometimes chastise the divine couple. It's quite an amazing thing that. So you see, let me just finish. The Sakhi Manjris carry messages back and forth, and 17, or here they list 17. And they protect the heroine's life by whatever means are necessary. When you hear this list of 16 services that the Sakis render for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna in Madhurya Bhav, divine conjugal love in Vrindavan, you can see here that they're all the five rasas are contained here in this expression of Madhurya Ras. When they talk about chastising the divine couple, this is one of the attributes of Vatsalya Bhav, parental love, motherly love, fatherly love. That Mother Yashoda sometimes pulls Krishna's ear. You see there's a famous poster. You see it when you go on the Parikrama Marg. Mother Yashoda, Krishna's like looking so fearfully, and Mother Yashoda's pulling one ear and pointing her finger at Krishna, and he's looking very fearful. So this means that Mother Yashoda is chastising him, because this is what mothers do. They chastise, and then they give advice to their children, and then they protect their children, and so many things. So and they feed their children. So the gopis do all of these things. So there's Vatsalya Bhav, all the aspects of Vatsalya Bhav and friendship and servitude, and all these rasas are mixed beautifully there in a most harmonious and charming expression of dedication and intimacy. Dedication in intimacy and sweet love that's only experienced by the Sakhi Mandris, and Krishna relishes so much the Vatsalya Rasa of Radharani, and the Sakya Rasa of Radharani, and the Dasya Rasa of Radharani, and the Madanakya Mahabhava of Radharani. Because all these rasas and flavors of love find their epitome of expression in the form and qualities and actions of Srimati Radharani, because she is the ocean of love and the reservoir of love from which all the other loving servants derive their bhavas and expressions of divine love. The Sakis assure Radha and Krishna, assure Radha that Krishna really loves her and that he will not abandon her. And they also assure Krishna that Radharani is not really angry with him and that she is ready to forgive him. When Radharani is dressed in Krishna's cloth, the Sakis have to quickly think of an excuse to fool Jatila. This is an expansion of number 10 or 11. Deceiving Radharani's in-laws when necessary. So what's the example of that? A very clear example of this, one of the 16 services that the Sakis render, is in in Yavat Gram and Pratak Leela on Radharani between 6 and 8 o'clock in the morning. And so this is an example of a service that the Manjaris render, and when one is doing this service in his Manasi Seva, he's not in Boma Vrindavan, he's not in Nitya Leela, he may be rendering a service and he starts laughing. And that's what was happening with Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was in his meditation in Seva Kunj, and his eyes were closed, he was totally in Leela Smaran, Leela Pravesha's Rupa Manjari. And he was seeing some very funny scene. I can't remember exactly what just now. And he was assisting in this very humorous interlude in Radha and Krishna's exchanges. And he was laughing. And exactly the time he was laughing, then some crippled sadhu was visiting him and paid obeisances. He was a crippled person. And the person who was paying obeisances thought that Rupa Goswami was laughing at him. Rupa Goswami didn't pay attention, didn't see him, or wasn't even conscious of him. He just had his eyes closed. So the person took offense. That Vaishnava took some offense and he went away. Then Rupa Goswami lost his meditation. He couldn't see. And he went to his Shiksha Guru, his older brother, Sanatan. He said, "This happened to me, and I want to know, can you..." That's a parrot. He's welcome. Parrots are are Radharani's birds, and crows are Kamsa's birds. Kamsa has a black heart. He wants to kill Krishna. And crows have a black heart. They want to kill Krishna Katha. So therefore, crows are Kamsa's birds. But parrots are Radharani's birds because they want to not only hear Hari Katha, but they want to speak it. And they do. And if we had pure hearts and minds, we could even understand what Leela they're describing. But our minds and hearts are full of stool, so we can't even understand anything. So this is a service that the Manjaris render of tricking and lying to the superiors of Radharani to hide Radharani's faults. Now Radharani's left the kunj in a very big hurry. And of course she was lost in the ecstatic rapture of divine love for Krishna. So in the haste to leave the kunj at sunrise, Radharani inadvertently grabbed Krishna's yellow chadar and left her blue chunari. When she got back home and she went to bed in Yavat, then in the morning at Pratak Leela, then Jatila came in the room. And then she saw, and Mukra came, her grandmother, and Jatila was with her. Mukra comes every day to have darshan of her granddaughter, Radharani. So Jatila generally is rather hesitant to go visit Radharani, so they tend to stay a little bit of apart. And Radharani has her own separate quarters that was built by Nanda Maharaj just north of the ancestral home of Durmada. Abhimanyu, Durmada, Kutila, and Jatila, just north of their house is a palace built by Nanda Maharaj, which is the abode of Radharani after she married. She got a nice place. So practically speaking, Jatila never even comes over there. But when Mukra comes in the morning to have darshan of Radharani, her daughter-in-law, then Chitila goes with her. Two seniors go. So they go out again, and then Mukra sees, says, "Ah, Hari, what is this? What do I see? I see my granddaughter lying, sleeping, and her body, lying across her breast and top is this is a yellow chadar worn by Krishna. I saw Krishna wearing this chadar last evening. How is this possible?" And she's saying that, and Chitila is a little deaf, and Mukra is a little blind. So Chitila says, what's that? Krishna, what's this, Krishna? Krishna?" And then the Sakhi says, "Oh wow, we better do something fast. So we have to do something fast to bewilder the superiors, otherwise Radharani's in hot water with her mother-in-law." So then they open the curtain, and then they open the curtain to her room, and then the sun shine in on Radharani's bed. They said, no, Mukra, you're blind. Don't you see the rays of the rising sun are making Radharani's blue chadar appear yellow? Actually, it's a blue chadar, and quickly, you know, they went in her closet and found a new blue chadar, you know, blue chunari, and they're passing it under, you know, hand to hand and back to back, and pulling that one away. You know, see, look closer, and like a sleight of hand, and then and Kutila, you know, so this way, they quickly made a quick switch so that she wouldn't get exposed to her mother-in-law that she was. Spent the night with Krishna, ran home with his clothes on. So this is when Radharani is dressed in Krishna's cloth, the Sakhis have to quickly think up an excuse to fool Jatila. In other words, you have to be a very quick speaker if you want to enter Krishna Leela. If you're a little slow, you're in trouble. Number 11, deceiving Radha's husband and in-laws means tricking them into believing that Radharani is doing something else when she's actually meeting with Krishna. Like Gauri Puja, for example, or Surya Puja, for example. The verse indicates that this list is open-ended. Vishwanath suggests, in other words, the nature of the Sanskrit verse of Rupa Goswami, he said, these are the 16 services and more. It doesn't end here. For example, if you read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you see that there's 64 limbs of devotion. So someone will say, "Srila Prabhupada, where does it say that painting pictures of Krishna is a limb of devotion?" It's not there. There's 64 limbs of devotional service. It doesn't say Chitra Seva, it doesn't say painting Krishna Leela. So that means it's not devotional service, it's not mentioned in the Shastra. So they felt some doubt. And Prabhupada said, "No, this is Archan. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Padasevan Archanam Vandanam. This is Archamurti. This is Puja. What is Puja? Puja is you have a deity. Then you decorate the deity. So you have a piece of canvas and you make the deity. You make Radha. Then you make Krishna. Then you decorate and you put a sari. You put a necklace and you put earrings. That's Puja. That's Archan. So painting is definitely bhakti. So what it means is there's 64 limbs of devotional service and so many branches and offshoots. Thousands, unlimited. And that the guru has the intelligence to connect whatever you do with Krishna, if it can be connected. Yukta vairagya yuchate. Nirbande Krishna sambandha, yukta vairagya yuchate. That Krishna sambandha, that connection with bondage and connection with Krishna will be arranged and designed by the guru, not by your mental speculation. You may think that chopping up animals as a butcher is devotional service, but I doubt the guru will approve of such a thing. It's the most heinous and terrible type of sin, gohatya. So that cannot be accepted. So whatever you do, it has to be connected, and the guru can decide whether that can be offered to Krishna, and that's pleasing to Krishna. And in the same regard, here there are 16 different services listed by the Manjaris. That basic services, the Manjaris too, but there's so many more unlimited services they do. Like here, it doesn't say that they sing for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. They recite poetry, and that's all these things they also do. This verse by Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita indicates that this list of 16 services is open-ended, which means there can be many more. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, he suggests other services like spying on Radharani's in-laws or her competitors like Chandravali to find out what they are planning and then informing Radha and Krishna, quarreling with the sakis of Radha's competitors, etc. So there's a whole lot of that goes on, the quarreling. Radha Krishna Guna Kirti Asakti Vardhan Abhisara Dvaya Krishna Radha Samarpan Narma Swasa Vesha Karya Riddaya Sandhan Chitra Gupti Griha Patti Ganera Vanchan Shikshadhana Jalaya Vanjana Sevan Ubaya Milana Sandeshadi Anayan Nayakara Prana Rakshaya Prat Prayatna Pradhan Sakhi Seva Jani Jata Karaha Vidan Radha Krishna Guna Kirti Asakti Vardhan Radha Krishna Guna Kirti Asakti Vardhan Abhisara Dvaya Krishna Radha Samarpan. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bengali rendition of the 16 services rendered by the Manjaris, and translation is basically the same as we read. Now, the text, this is Brajavilasatava 38. Tambularpana paramardana payodana visara dibir vrindaranya maheshwanim priyatayad yash toshayanti priya Vanaprishta sakikularapi kila sankochita bhumika kili bhumishu rupa mandri mukas tadashika samshaya. Das Goswami, in his internally conceived spiritual form as Tulasi Mandri or Rati Mandri, also Banumati, has three different names. I, Rati Mandri, take shelter of the maid servants of Srimati Radhika, of whom Rupa Mandri is prominent. Unlike the Priyanarma Sakis, Lita Vishaka, etc., they can perform any service without hesitation. The Mandris perpetually and affectionately satisfy Srimati Radhika with their various services, such as offering tambul, massaging her feet, bringing her water. Sri Radha's Sakis are of five kinds. Let's see, I have another translation here, the same verse. I take shelter of the handmaidens. Handmaidens means kinkaris. I take shelter of the handmaidens of the Queen of Vrindavan, led by Sri Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari Mukas, Mukha, Mukhi means chief. Tadasika Samshraya. Samshraya Dasika. Dasika Samshraye. I take shelter of the Dasis, the Dasika, the chief of which is Rupa Manjari, Kali Bhumi. It's a nice name for Vrindavan. Kali Bhumi, playland. English doesn't quite make it. This is the playland, Kali Bhumi. Kali Bhumi Vrindavan ki.
Jai.
Kali Bhumi. Rati Kali means playing intimate exchanges, amorous love. Rati Kali. Jal Kali. You heard Jal Kali? Playing with water, water sports. Rati Kali means love sports, for want of a better phrase. Sporting, playing. Bhumi Kali. Kali Bhumi means play land. Sport land. Sports arena. Vrindavan is Trasi Kosh Sports Arena. Holy Leela, Jal Kali, Rati Kali, Rasa Kali. I take shelter of the handmaidens of Vrindavaneshri Radharani led by Rupa Manjari. These Sakhi Manjaris have become most dear to Radharani. How? By lovingly serving Radharani. By offering betel nut and other condiments, by massaging Radhika's feet, by bringing fragrant water, and arranging trias with her gallant, which means private meetings with Krishna. The mandris are thus allowed to enter the scene of the divine couple's most intimate affairs without the slightest discomfiture. A reward that Radharani gives not even to her dearest friends. So it's hard to even conceive of such intimacy that the mandris have with Radharani. That she's lying in a kunja, the flower bed with Krishna, in the most private, intimate moments, a loving exchange. And even then, she tolerates, allows, and is even happy if a mandri crawls inside the flower bed alongside of her. To that extent. Usually they say, two is company, three is a crowd. Two is company. One and two, okay. Three is a crowd. Even Chanaka Pandit says the same principle in Niti Shastra. He said, when traveling, don't travel in three, number threes. Travel alone, or two people, or four, five, six. But three is very inauspicious to travel with three. Why? Because there may be a plurality rule and you'll be left out. The three people come to an impasse. Which way should we go? And two people say this way, and one people says that, one person says that way. So now you're by yourself. You start off with friendship, now you're alone. So, but if there's four, then you can split. Congress I and, you know, BJP. By offering betel nut and other condiments, massaging Radhika's feet, and I already said all that. Tambal arpan duhanar charna mardan payodana abhisara dasi sevadan. Bhaktivinoda says the mandri's service includes offering pan, massaging the feet of both Radha and Krishna, giving them water to drink, and taking them out to the meeting place. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in his Manjari Sarup, as we know Valari Manjari, he prays, O Radhika, when will I enter the Kunj? And I will take your beautiful bud-like feet, and I will caress them in my hands, and then I will massage them very tenderly. No, I will wash them with my tears. I will wash your feet with my tears and remove all the dust from the rasa mandala with my ashru, prem ashru abhishek, with my cool and soothing tears of love. I will wash away the dust from your feet. Then I will press and massage your feet ever so gently. And then I will wash your feet with my tears of love. Then I will dry your feet with my hair. Very interesting. Towel. Usually we use a towel to dry your hair. I will dry your feet with my hair. And then I'll massage them ever so tenderly and to relieve you from the fatigue of rasa dancing. And then I will look to see if anyone's looking through the interstitches of the kunj. Is anyone looking? And no sakis are looking. Then I'll take your feet and I'll press them to my breast. And then I'll gently kiss your feet. This is told in Sankalpa Kalpadrum. Very intimate, very sweet and tender exchange between the sakis, the mandris, kinkris of Radharani. In a kunj, she's lying with Krishna and Rati Keli and the flower bed in Nidiban or Seva Kunj. This is a type of intimacy that Radharani, such a reward, Radharani never in her wildest dreams would ever reward to Lita Sakhi or Vishaka. Impossible. No entry. So Radha Sakhis are of five different kinds, as we mentioned. the service of the Nitya Sakhis and Pran Sakhis, who are the mantris, is the topmost. When Radha Govinda are overwhelmed with ecstasy and become helpless while sporting in a solitary Nikunj, the mantris enter without any hesitation to perform all varieties of services. It's almost like ICU, intensive care unit. They're like emergency doctors at crucial times in a patient's life support system. When these other doctors, they don't know what to do. They come in and they put some kind of electric thing on his chest and, you know, they give him a shock. And there's like a special squad that takes care of people who are almost dead or die and try to bring them back to life. So the mantris went, because this is Asta Sattvic Bhav, Sudipta. Sudipta Asta Sattvic Bhav. When the intensity of their love is so great, the two become one. And this conjugal union, Sambhog Prem, they actually both faint in the ecstasy of ecstatic transcendental rapture, loving rapture. And then the special team, Manjaris, they run in there and revive them, bring them back to consciousness with different fragrant oils and fanning them with lotus leaves dipped in cooling water and pressing their feet. And bringing some refreshing drinks and tonics so that they come back. A very most high and intimate experience reserved for the topmost level of sadhakas and siddhas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. When Radha and Krishna become overwhelmed with ecstasy and become helpless while sporting in a solitary Nikunj, the mantris perform all varieties of sevas. Although mantris perform their services under the instruction of the Priyanarma Sakhis, like Lalita Vishak and others, in other words, Lalita will say, I think it's time you should go inside now. Now it's your call, you're on now. So they don't go in, but they direct it, they orchestrate it. When Yuga Kishore are in a solitary Nikunj, Lalita and Vishaka can only enter with the permission of Rupa Mantri and Rati. In rank, the Priya Narmasakis are more eminent, but in good fortune of service, the Mantris are more eminent. Even when the Priya Narmasakis cannot enter the Kunj, the Mantris freely serve the divine couple there. Often when Sri Krishna desires to meet Sri Radha, he must repeatedly beg the mantris. Only then does he receive the opportunity to meet with her. It's very interesting that the access or the entrance to Radha and Krishna's intimate leelas can also be experienced even on this plane of meeting some big person. For example, someone may have a guru and he may be a big sannyasi of that guru. Very big sannyasi, a big preacher. But now the guru is very ill and he's in a very precarious, life-threatening situation. And he's being served by a group of nurses. There may be some relatively, maybe it's even disciples of some other guru. This is the case. They're not even his own disciples, they're disciples of another guru. But they're trained, they're expert in this particular emergency healthcare service. So they're right there. And even the big sannyasis that have been with the Acharya for 20 or 30 years, they cannot go in and see. Although generally they could go anytime, free access, most intimate talks and discussing their meditation and their preaching, all confidential things. But now at this particular crucial time, only this particular doctors and the personal servants, we had the same experience. You know this. And so they could freely go in and out. And if you were a friend of one of them, then you could get inside. Because people were coming telling me, so do you really, how you got inside, I don't know. So it's the same thing even in this world. So there, the Sakhis, obviously Lalita Sakhi is the most prominent of all the Sakhis. Besides Radharani, who's on the altar? Lalita Vishaka. But yet, the intimacies of service and the access that Lita has, there's an impact, there becomes a block. She can go so far, and then the mantris take over, where she's not even allowed to go in. Unbelievable. And it goes to such an extent that the Mandris are actually controlling Radharani. If Krishna wants to see Radharani meet with Radharani, he goes to the Sakis. She has the Ashta Sakis. Ashta Shakhi Shiromani Radhe Radhe. She's the crest jewel of all the Ashta Sakis. But they can't do anything for Krishna. But the Mandris can bring, can petition for him and get him entrance. So similar, that's what happened. So many big sannyasis went, they couldn't get entrance. We petitioned to the Mandris and like this. Very interesting. So this, of course, becomes, these are all interesting concepts and ideas to increase our interest by hearing about Prem Sambhog of Radha and Krishna, and this Prem, the Prem Seva and Madhurya Ras as a mantra, we develop attraction. By hearing, we increase our, we have some interest, some attraction. By hearing, we increase our interest and attraction to the point of lobha and greed. We become very greedy to take part in all these wonderful pastimes and achieve the appropriate siddhadeya. And then I will act accordingly and follow the path of sadhana that will most quickly lead to this particular sadhya or goal of the praying seva of Radharani in the kunjas of Vrindavan.